U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Thursday, March 28th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. I talked to her last night as she was out traveling around the state of Michigan attending different GOP meetings and events. She is the first candidate on the Republican side to turn in 27,545 signatures to put her on the ballot. Kind of an interesting little dynamic twist. MERS News Service reported back on November the 11th that Mike Rogers had secured his 30,000 signatures. And supposedly, according to the MERS news story, turned them in to the Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections. Well, that's a little bit of a false report, a false news story, because Mr. Rogers has not turned in his signatures. And just a little technicality, I don't know if his Washington, D.C. swamp consultants knows Michigan laws or not, but the signatures must be dated after October 23rd. You have 6 months, 180 days. The deadline is April 23rd to turn them in. Well, if you look at the calendar, October 23rd, November, December, January, February, March, April 23rd is the 180th day. So if he took 8 weeks to collect these signatures, which obviously he paid for all of them. None of them were grassroots. I don't see him at any events asking people to sign petition sheets. If he started in September, anything collected before October 23rd are not valid. They're going to be dead when he turns them in on April 23rd, if that's when he chooses to turn them in, the deadline. So Trump's endorsement may have gone to a candidate that may not even get on the ballot. So we're going to follow this story. We're going to stay on top of it. But I just find it interesting. She did too. Because when she was down there on Monday turning the signatures in, she, of course, expected the Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections, to tell her that she was the second candidate to turn in her signatures because Rogers had done it back in November. And they said, no, you're the first Republican to turn them in. She said, well, what about Mike Rogers? He hasn't turned in his signatures. We heard news reports that he had collected them, but we never got them. So we'll see how this plays out. We'll keep updates on it. She's also got an event coming up in Detroit and Grand Rapids, April 6th and 7th. Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Mark Malone, and others are coming to attend these events. They're endorsing her and raising money for her campaign. It's going to be on Saturday, April 6th, and Sunday, April 7th in Grand Rapids. So if you'd like to attend the event in Detroit or Grand Rapids, just text me event, and I'll send you the flyer. I'll send you the link. Medical freedom. These doctors, including Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, was not pushing the mask mandate, was not pushing the vaccination, was not pushing the booster shots. They knew, without a doubt, the mask did absolutely nothing to stop the transmission of the China virus. They were outspoken advocates against Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, advising Donald Trump with false information, a narrative that was being pushed by Fauci and Bill Gates. Why? Because they hold patents on the mRNA technology that produced the vaccinations. They made billions and billions of dollars on the vaccine, which isn't even a vaccine. It contains none of the China virus in it. Therefore, it is not a vaccine. It's an mRNA treatment. And yesterday when I was with Missy and she was scanning me in her office down there in Battle Creek, she was telling me about all kinds of health issues she's seeing in people as a result of doing their scans, number one. And number two, people are calling her and saying, I have to stop my weight loss program because I've been diagnosed with certain cancers and certain treatments now I have to take. And it's possibly, I think, related to the vaccine. Heart issues, blood clots, cancers, all kinds of things happening. Missy said, I think, Randy, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think more and more people that took the vaccine are going to come down with health issues. I think it's coming. Well, Dr. Sherry, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Malone, and others back in the day, the frontline doctors, they already knew this. They saw it coming. Now, I have a very simple question. In the August 6th Republican Party primary election, do you want to vote for a recycled politician to be your U.S. Senator, or do you want a businesswoman, a doctor, who's never been elected to high office like this to represent us against Alisa Slotkin in November's election? Mike Rogers, Peter Meyer, Justin Amash, all of them former congressmen. All of them part of the swamp in Washington, D.C., especially Rogers. Rogers and Slotkin are basically the same person. One runs with a D, the other one runs with an R. They're all part of the one world globalist society, the swamp that makes up Washington, D.C. Go to their website. Look at Mike Rogers' campaign website, where he stands on the issues, his policies, his platform. There's nothing there. Go to DocSherry2024.com and look at her policies, her issues. She lays it all out. She tells it like it is. She says right there, I'm for term limits. I'm for medical freedom. We should not be joining, and nor will I vote for the treaty to have the United States of America participate with the WHO, the World Health Organization. They're not going to be in control of our medical care. We will not give them our medical sovereignty over to the WHO. Sorry, not going to do it. Rogers, Slotkin, Biden, they have no problem with it. Oh, yeah, we'll join the other 180 countries or whatever the number is, 147, whatever the number is. Yeah, we'll join with you guys. We will become part of the World Health Organization. You can take that, Biden and Rogers and Slotkin, and shove it. No foreign entity is going to be in control of my health care. I went and seen my physician. I have a couple of issues that I'm dealing with. I have a bone in my left foot that for some reason is protruding out the side of my foot and is rubbing in my shoes. my massage therapist said, Randy, this isn't a muscle. This isn't a tendon. This is a bone. I don't know if it's gotten a calcium deposit, build up a cyst or something around the bone that is pushing it out. But when I walk, my left foot hurts. So I went and seen her. I'm also having issues with my right shoulder that was replaced a few years ago. And I think one of my bicep tendons may have torn off of the bone. And I'm having severe pain when I lift these even light dumbbells. It hurts my bicep and my shoulder. So I went and seen her. She's referring me to a podiatrist. And she's referring me back to Great Lakes Orthopedic Center, my shoulder surgeon, asking for him to do or set up a MRI. I'm going to have the shoulder and the arm looked at internally, not an x-ray, but an actual MRI to see what the heck's going on in my shoulder and my bicep. Made a phone call I think it was Thursday. She scheduled me to come in on Tuesday. I couldn't make it on Monday. Made it Tuesday afternoon. And you know, the thing of it is about this whole process that ticks me off. Rogers will not show up at any events. You can't ask him any questions. If he does show up at an event, all he does is get up and make a speech that Donald Trump endorsed me. Who in the heck advised Donald Trump on that endorsement? And really, I already did the unscientific poll on it. I had over, I think, 70-some text messages from you guys. Trump's endorsement of Rogers means absolutely nothing to us. Not one person, not one, said that they are more likely to vote for Rogers in the primary if he makes it on the ballot because of Donald Trump's endorsement. Rod Wheeler down in Lake County, I want somebody that's going to stand and fight for me. Absolutely. Phyllis, I don't see Rogers anywhere. Why didn't he address our districts in Grand Rapids? Exactly. Final segment of hour number one. We'll get to the rest of your text messages. We'll be right back.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Cause no matter what you do, girl, with you. No matter what you do.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of hour number one. I'm going to play this Easter Hallelujah song two sisters did on YouTube.
A crown of thorns placed on his head. He knew that he would soon be dead. He said, "Did you forget me, Father? Did you?" They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ the King before his hallelujah. 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 He hung his head and prepared to die. Then lifted his face up to the sky, said, "I am coming home now, Father, to you." A reed which held his final sip was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his last and gave his soul to glory. Soldier who had used his sword to pierce the body of our Lord said, "Truly, this was Jesus Christ, our Savior." He looked with fear upon his sword, then turned to face his Christ and Lord, fell to his knees, crying, took from his head the thorny crown, and wrapped him in a linen gown, then laid him down to rest inside the tomb. The holes in his hands, his feet inside. Now in our hearts we know he died to save us from ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Three days went by, again they came to move the stone, to bless the slain with oil and spice, anointing, hallelujah. But as they went to move the stone, they saw that they were not alone, for Jesus Christ has risen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Absolutely fantastic. It's a YouTube video. And if you'd like me to text it to you, just text me the word song. Personally, I think you should forward this YouTube video link on your phone to your pastor, minister, priest, whoever. On Easter Sunday, this video needs to be played in your church. It has the words that the girls rewrote the song specific to Easter. And I think every church that we go to should show this video. Play this song and let people hear the words, see the words on the screen. If your church has that capability. If not, tell them to get a TV in there with some speakers and play it. Now, I've watched this thing 9-10 times already. And the words that they wrote are specific to Good Friday and Easter. This is called Easter Hallelujah. Text me song, I'll send it to you. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this.